And as Lily D'Ambrosio said there at the end, the federal government has a choice. It can negotiate with the states or it can negotiate with federal Labor. The Prime Minister, though, still faces some internal divisions, the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott slamming the government's explanation for how the National Energy Guarantee would lower prices as merchant bankers' gobbledygook. Peter Van Onselen, our regular Wednesday commentator, joins me now. Hello, Peter.
Good morning.
Merchant bankers' gobbledygook. That's a direct shot.
What could he mean?
Who could he be referring to? The merchant banker who is the Prime Minister. Tony Abbott not even trying to disguise the target of his criticism.
But he's not sniping, so don't forget that. He made that clear to Lee Sales. Look, he is an issue for the government in terms of the appearance of unity. And there is an issue, depending on what federal Labor does, obviously, in terms of potential gaggles of Liberals that might cross the floor, even though they're a very small quotient of the party room. But ultimately, there is a large amount of unanimity within the coalition ranks on passing the NEG, not because they don't think it has its flaws, not because they don't have concerns in this space, but because they politically want it off the table.
Yeah, but unanimity, a large amount, is not enough. Malcolm Turnbull has a one-seat majority. There's a few votes maybe on the crossbench he can harness there, but if more than a couple cross the floor, he needs Labor. Federal Labor is yet to endorse the NEG. Mark Butler, the climate change shadow, said the policy was a win for the climate sceptic, but he hasn't rejected it outright. Right. What's your view on what Labor is going to do on the National Energy Guarantee? Hurry it along or drag it out all the way to the next election?
I think they'll drag it out, but ultimately, if the states and territories come on board, and that's a huge if, because I think that Victoria's a long way off, but if they do come on board, then I think that federal Labor will come on board as well. What we're going to see going on, I believe, is going to be something that will go on out of view, behind the scenes, between state and federal Labor, out of view. And then there will be the results that the states and territories come up with as Josh Frydenberg continues the negotiations. I don't think that federal Labor will openly reject this on the floor of the parliament if the state Labor governments already come on board.
But the longer this draws out, the more those tensions and divisions within the coalition are given air. And that's very damaging for Malcolm Turnbull, isn't it? This is kind of a rerun of 2009, isn't it?
Look, it is, but the numbers have shifted. He had two-thirds against him in relation to Copenhagen when you go back to 2009, whereas now he's literally got half a dozen that are a problem. So they are optically a huge problem, but the numbers are on his side. It's how he manages the politics.
Okay. Peter, Fraser Anning, Senator Fraser Anning from the Katter Party, gave a very controversial speech in the Senate yesterday. He called for a return to a European Christian immigration system. He wants no Muslim immigration. He said, quote, the final solution to the immigration issue was a popular vote, a plebiscite for white Australia, which is an extraordinary phrase to use, the final solution, given the final solution of Nazi Germany against Jewish people. Now, he says it's being taken out of context. Fraser Anning was elected with 19 votes. What was this all about?
Look, he's trying to get a headline here, and there's two choices for him. If out of context or not, there's two choices. It's either, in my view, pig ignorance if he didn't realise that the phrase had the meaning that it does.
Given the context of his speech, that seems unlikely, doesn't it?
I agree. Or it is intentional, in which case it is unbelievably abhorrent that he would do that. I notice that Josh Frydenberg, Chris Bowen, the Greens, everyone's out condemning him. The issue going forward is whether he will actually retract it. He probably won't. We are in an incredibly dangerous period in Australia with the willingness of people to be so open, not just in such a phraseology as he's done around the final solution, but around the immigration issue writ large. We're in a phase that we haven't been in since the 80s when John Howard went down the Asian immigration path. And when he did that, he retracted it incredibly quickly because of the political damage. These days, it looks like on the fringes, if you don't retract, your support grows. And that is something that concerns me enormously.
Absolutely. Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peter Van Onselen, contributing editor with The Australian and professor of politics at Griffith University and Uni of WA, and our regular Wednesday commentator.